the halls.
The U.S. marked Veterans Day with ceremonies and parades around the nation. On a chilly day at Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump attended a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Because of what every veteran has done today, the flame of liberty shines bright. The people of our nation sleep safe. The American dream surges forward.
Also in attendance, Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins and the Vice President J.D. Vance, himself a former Marine.
If you find yourself at a restaurant this evening and you see somebody wearing a uniform, buy them a meal if you're able, or buy them a beer. If you see a veteran of our nation's armed forces, if you know somebody in your family, give them a call and say thank you.
Many events at federal venues were curtailed or canceled due to the government shutdown. Organizers had to call off a Flag for Every Hero event at California's Riverside National Cemetery, and at Calverton National Cemetery on Long Island, visitors were greeted with a huge American flag hung by local firefighters instead of the usual ceremony. I'm Jennifer King.